You're welcome to Glow Music and to this Bethel Encounter message. Bethel Encounter is an afternoon prayer session set by the direction of God. It is targeted at gospel music servants and lovers, that is, singers, instrumentalists, music directors, music pastors, and key stakeholders in the music aspect of kingdom service. As believers, and especially as ministers of God in music, please be encouraged to participate in all these prayer sessions every week according to God's direction. Please stay tuned to this message.
Jesus, my deliverer, Isaiah 61, verse 1. The Spirit of the Lord God is upon me, because the Lord hath anointed me to preach good tidings unto the meek. He hath sent me to bind up the brokenhearted, to proclaim liberty to the captives, and the opening of the prison to them that are bound. The rest of this month, anyone that the Lord brings your way, held in captivity, proclaim liberty to them. Any brokenhearted that the Lord brings your way, bind them with a healing. Divine healing be their portion. Even through your ministry and through an encounter with you, may they encounter the Spirit of the living God in the name of Jesus.
Amen.
That nobody that has an encounter with you would be the same. Today, we are praying, or our prayer is centered on opening of the prison doors. From Isaiah 61 verse 1d, we see here, and the opening of the prison to them that are bound. Jesus opens spiritual, emotional, and circumstantial prisons. Then he uses our obedience and compassion to help others step out of every prison through open doors. One more time, Jesus opens spiritual, emotional, and circumstantial prisons. Then he uses our obedience and compassion to help others step out of prison through open doors. Some people have opened prison doors but remain inside because of fear, shame, or deception. But Jesus opens our prisons and then calls us to walk with others into freedom. Today, Jesus opened every prison door wherever we find ourselves bound by the help of the Almighty God, that we escape in the name of Jesus.
Amen.
I remember years ago, I would pray with a colleague and would keep praying that every geographical limitation, every financial limitation, and we keep praying these things. And over time, the Lord would always open doors or bring about a change, because prayer truly works. Prayer truly works. If we would not faint and we keep praying, there shall be a day of visitation according to God's will in the mighty name of Jesus. Let's be encouraged to pray. Every emotional limitation, every prison door, be open in the mighty name of Jesus. Let us continue and be motivated to pray, because prayer works. And according to God's will, this is established in our lives in Jesus' name. Today, our first prayer in the line of this word is from Isaiah chapter 42, verse 7. To bring out the prisoners from the prison and them that sit in darkness out of the prison house. To bring out the prisoners from the prison and them that sit in darkness out of the prison house. We are praying that, Father in heaven, bring me fully out of every darkness and then use me to help others step out of every prison in Jesus' name. Be it whatever the cause of that prison be, bring me out of every prison, and then also through me, bring others out of any prison where they are held bound. Lift up your voice and begin to pray in the mighty name of Jesus. Help me, Lord, come out of every prison. door in the name of Jesus, to overcome every fear, to overcome every limitation, and to move out of every prison door. In the mighty name of Jesus, in the aspect of my life, where there's a prison, where I am held in God's prison, in the name of Jesus, in the mind, in the, my thoughts, in any area, in the mighty name of Jesus, let there be liberation now from every form of captivity or prison, in the name of Jesus. Let my life be void of any prison in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus, wherever the cause of it be, in the name of Jesus. Liberate me, Lord, even from every form of prison in the name of Jesus. Liberate every member from every form of prison in the mighty name of Jesus. Let our souls be escaped as a bird out of the snow of the Father in the mighty name of Jesus. For it's not by might, it's not by might, it's not by might, it's not by might. Therefore, Lord, we cry out unto you, Spirit of the living God, bring us out of every prison door in the mighty name of Jesus. In the mighty name of Jesus. From 2 Corinthians chapter 1, verse 10, who delivered us from so great a death and doth deliver, in whom we trust that he will yet deliver us. We trust in him that he will yet deliver us. 2 Corinthians chapter 1, verse 10. In whom we trust that he will yet deliver us. Never faint, trust in the Lord. Deliverance is our portion in the name of Jesus. We are praying, Father in heaven, thank you for past, present, and future deliverances. Let my story of you delivering me inspire and deliver others in Jesus' name. Let's lift up our voices as you see the prayer on your screen. And pray. Past, current, future deliverances in my life. Let it bring praise to your name. Let it be a testimony that brings deliverance to others. In the name of Jesus. 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 Continual deliverance, Lord, by your mighty hand in the name of Jesus. Let it be the portion of every member of this ministry. Continue our deliverance, Lord, by your outstretched mighty power in the name of Jesus. In Jesus' name, we are praying our very last prayer from Revelation chapter 12, verse 11. And they overcame him by the blood of the Lamb and by the word of their testimony, and they loved not their lives unto death. Revelation chapter 12, verse 11. Father in heaven, let the testimony of how you opened my prison doors become a key that unlocks freedom for many. In Jesus' name, let it become a key that unlocks freedom for many, for multitudes. In Jesus' mighty name, Revelation 12:11. Lift up your voice and begin to pray right now in the name of Jesus. Let the testimony of how you opened my prison doors, let it become a key to open, to unlock, Lord, the prison doors of multitudes in the name of Jesus. Maya do 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 boyaba, Maya nede ebe, Maya nede ebe, Maya nede ebe, Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. In Jesus' mighty name. 1 Corinthians 15:3-4, for I delivered unto you first of all that which I also received, how that Christ died for our sins according to the scriptures, and that he was buried, and that he rose again the third day according to the scriptures. Jesus Christ has died for man, but it's up to man to receive him, to believe in him and to receive him. And through that, confess him even as Lord and Savior, that man will receive eternal life. Today, as Paul received and shared with us, this gospel we have received, we share with you. That today, if you open up your heart, even as you've seen us pray concerning deliverance from every prison door, as you open up your heart to Christ Jesus and you confess him as the Lord over your life, the prison, any prison door that you have been held bound will begin to open. You'll be liberated from each and every one of them, whether from cult situations, whether from family background issues and environment. Liberation will come to your house, as Peter said unto Cornelius. If you open up your heart today and receive Christ Jesus, so just say after me this short prayer. Lord Jesus, I thank you for your provision of salvation to the lost. Today I come before you. Please have mercy upon me. Forgive me, for I'm just a sinner, oh Lord. I am lost, and even as you found me, I surrender my life unto you. Be the Lord and Savior of my life from this day and forevermore. I confess you as the King over my life, and I'm your servant. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, have I prayed with thanksgiving. Amen.
Shall we give the Lord praise for all he has helped us through, taught us, and led us to pray throughout this service? Oh, Yami Ba. Lift your voice and sing with me. Yeah. Yeah.
you gave your life to Christ in the service, contact us via email, info@glowmusicministry.com, or call or chat with us on 026-000-9090. God bless you, and you are welcome to the family of God.
God bless you for being part of today's session. Our vision as a ministry is to become a global non-denominational music outreach ministry which propagates the gospel of salvation through music to the unsaved and build up the saved through fellowship and scripturally sound music. Join us every Monday, Tuesday, Thursday, and Friday from 12 p.m. to 12:30 p.m. As you learn every week and pray, your life and ministry will experience transformation in the light of God's word. Amen. Glow Music. Stand out with God.